Dali, how are you? I just listened to your podcast and trusting and praying, yes, it has to go together. Otherwise, when we pray, it's like, who are we talking to? If I wouldn't trust him, I wouldn't be praying. I think I know that he does things, that God does things in his own time and in his own way. And I know he's always with me thinking, I always know that whatever happens is okay. It's for the right thing. Well, I shouldn't say that. Sometimes I kind of doubt it. But at the end of the day, I know it will be always his will. And his will is always good. So I trust in God. And I don't worry about anything. I just go day by day.
Hello everyone, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week, we will finish the devotional plan that we have been doing for the last 3 weeks. I genuinely hope that it has helped you. Would you please allow it to continue working in your hearts? If you want to leave me a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. God knows. God knows best. And we must begin to treat him as such. I believe that God will not give us more than we can bear. In retrospect, he won't always provide us with something we are unprepared for, and if he chooses to, the lesson may be challenging. Instead of learning how to deal with God saying no, we should learn to live with the fact that God knows. He knows what he is doing. We go wrong when we doubt that. We prolong the process he has us in by being impatient, prideful, and self-absorbed. There are two ways we can learn to deal with both God saying no and him knowing. The first way is accepting that we are not in control. God does not need a sidekick, and he doesn't need our help. God needs us to be willing and responsive. The second way is minimizing worry. Learning not to worry is a journey that starts with living and applying scriptures like Romans 8:28 and John 10:10 to our life. The commonality in these ways is us giving up our idealization of how life should go. Once we get to a point where we really believe that God wants what is best for us, life should become more simplistic. Pray this prayer. God, I want what you want for me. Please help me to give all control over to you. Please help me to become a better listener, believer, and doer of your word. Strengthen my faith, and do not allow worry to overtake my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.